like show business. I'm Mary Urena.
I'm John DeSando. This is It's Movie Time. Mary, here we have Judi Dench reprising her role as Victoria. Not the first time that we've had Queen Victoria involved with somebody else.
This is true. Mrs. Brown, I think, was her first crack at Queen Victoria, and also about a relationship that the Queen formed after the death of her much-beloved husband.
Yeah.
And having just gotten back from Spain, this was the first movie I saw, and I felt like I was being wrapped in a warm blanket of masterpiece theater.
Victoria and Abdul is the film. This relationship with Victoria, what's her problem?
I saw Judi Dench in an interview about this film, and she articulated it really well because she's the same age as Victoria. You know, she's at an age where her friends are passing away.
Yeah.
Even though we think of Judi Dench as Dame Judi Dench and out in Hollywood and London and theater, but she talked about how she's lonely without even having the burdens of court protocol and being Empress of India and Queen of England on her shoulders. But she could relate to that really well. It's what makes her such an embodiment of Victoria in this film.
Crusty, one scene toward the beginning, which is a tour de force of eating. Table must be 50 people. And she's at the head.
But they have to follow her and how she, and when she finishes her course, all of their plates are removed for that course. And so they're all trying to eat fast because she's doing nothing but
she's wolfing it
gluttony
down.
Of eating fast.
She takes a little nap.
Yes.
And then she meets Abdul, this tall, handsome
clerk, and his one qualification for being picked for this duty to come to the royal court and present the queen with a coin.
Oh, yes.
In recognition of her jubilee.
That's right. Yes, yes.
And he was picked because he was tall in the corps where he worked for the British in India.
So she's got a little bit of a spark going on there.
She does.
And he is a charmer. She was open to be charmed.
She was. And I also think when you say charmed, he wasn't doing it with any type of agenda. He just was overwhelmed by meeting her, the Empress of India, and the occasion of the moment, and makes eye contact with her.
You bring up a point that's really important to me. He has no appearance of doing anything other than serving the Empress, but I don't know it. One of the things I don't know, Abdul, that's one part of the film that I have a reservation about.
I agree. When I walked away from the film, I was totally charmed by the film itself.
Yeah.
And by Judi Dench's performance and Ali Fazal, who plays Abdul, his performance. But I left going, I wish I knew more about Abdul. Mm. But the movie was crafted clearly with a focus on the Queen and her viewpoint. And quite frankly, if you've got Judi Dench playing the role, why wouldn't you focus on that? And I think in terms of human connection, it was a very balanced relationship, the way it was portrayed. Ironic that her son, who was Birdie. Bent on destroying
Eddie Izzard. Wonderful.
He was really good at this.
Her strength of character. And there's that one scene where she faces down the whole retinue of people who serve her, who are revolting against her, actually.
Yeah, because of Abdul.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much this relationship caused consternation in them. And I'm thinking, gosh, this must be like the Trump administration.
Yes.
Vying for his attention. She faces them down beautifully. What about the spectacle?
I could watch Stephen Frears and directed and costume period produced films, and especially since part of this was actually shot at Osborne House,
which was one
of Victoria's residences.
In the Isle of Wight.
You're just watching all of this courtly beauty and the costumes and the locations, and you just feel transported.
Currently out there is the Viceroy's House, about the breakup of India into Pakistan and India. But anyway, Mary Urena, it's the moment. What grade would you award Victoria and Abdul?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Oh, you're wonderful, because that's exactly where I am.
It's really, at the end of the day, a film about a relationship of two people across class lines, across positions in society, and it's lovingly portrayed.
And that's what It's Movie Time is all about.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.